Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Mark Van Wy, CEO of Zoom Room. And Zoom Room is an indoor dog gym and training facility where owners and their dogs come to play, train, and socialize with their dogs in a climate-controlled environment. We're going to talk to Mark about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat franchise opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat franchise opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you're listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 11 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Mark Van Wy, the CEO of Zoom Room. And Zoom Room is an indoor dog gym and training facility where owners and their dogs come to play, train, and socialize with their dogs in a climate-controlled environment. Hi, Mark. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Marty. It's great to be here.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to have you back on the show. You know, I've had you on the show, I think it was about 7 years ago, and I've been following your franchise ever since. So it's been fantastic to watch the success of Zoom Room. I had to tell you a quick story. We had a friend, Mark, who recently got married, and she took her dogs to the wedding. And so, you know, she sent us the photos and really beautiful photos with the dogs. The dogs have really become a part of the family today, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, many people treat their dogs as children, and others, we hope, treat their dogs as dogs because dogs are wonderful in and of themselves, and but still just as important as a part of the family.
Exactly. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from this morning, Mark?
I am here at our headquarters in sunny Southern California, which is really the last place you would think the Zoom Room would start, because since we are, as you mentioned, an indoor and climate-controlled dog gym,
right,
we tend to thrive when there's snow and hail and rain and oppressive heat, mud, all of that. And here, it's always really nice out, but the Zoom
That's
Room does
true.
Quite well here.
That's fantastic. How do you typically describe Zoom Room, Mark, to someone? You know, if you were at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and they asked the typical question, so what do you guys do? How do you typically answer the question?
You know, I assume people who are coming in at that level, that's Clyde, already have some sense that the pet industry itself is so strong. So rather than
right.
appeal to them from like the business opportunity, I frankly tend to talk to them the same way I talk to, you know, a customer walking in the door with their dog for the first time, and let them
right.
know that we are an indoor dog gym and that our focus is really on using positive reinforcement training only, and that we emphasize on socialization, that socialization is the most important thing you can do for your dog, whether it's a puppy or, you know, a rescue
right.
that you just adopted, and that the Zoom Room is a place where you can, you know, your dog is getting that tremendous benefit, but for you, the owner, you also are benefiting. And so we have, you know, agility and obedience and puppy classes and all of these social opportunities for you to have a great time with like-minded dog owners while your dogs are getting the absolute best, you know, training available anywhere.
It's not easy. You know, talking about obedience too, Mark, you know, I, my sister, she recently got a Labrador, you know, and it was very difficult to train the puppy. You know, she tried doing it on her own and it just didn't work, you know? So, I mean, you really need experts, don't you, you know, to kind of like help you with those things when it comes to our pets.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's always options out there for people who want to DIY anything in their lives.
Sure.
You know, fix your car yourself. You can homeschool your kids. You can do all of that. But clearly the world celebrates the existence of having doctors that you can go to and dentists
right.
and dog trainers and lawyers
exactly.
and professionals who have been doing this and know exactly what to do and have seen, you know your own dog, car, child, furnace, but
right.
we've seen a million of them. And because of that, we really know what we're doing and can create that experience and add that group class social atmosphere, which is the one thing that in-home dog training can never possibly do.
Sure, absolutely. What's amazing about, you know, your business, Mark, is, I mean, the industry, I mean, it is really incredible. I don't think a lot of people know, but I mean, this is one of, I think they're like, as far as the pet goes, I mean, it's got to be in the top 10 industries in the United States, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. It's in, I believe it's in the top 7 in the U.S.
Yeah,
ahead of
yeah.
toys, ahead of hardware stores,
mm-hmm.
all of that, with strong growth every year, even in down economies.
That's incredible. So what specific changes have you made to the franchise opportunity in the last few years, Mark? I know there have been some changes because I have been following you. How would you answer that question?
Well, you know, when you and I first spoke, I think the first change we made after that was we took a risk to take retail products and develop a real pro shop atmosphere of curated products, not trying to replicate, you know, a big box store, but looking
right.
for the absolute best, all natural treats, eco-friendly toys, training gear, things like that, that were all solution oriented. We stayed away from anything boutique-y, no sweaters, no necklaces,
right.
nothing that isn't of practical value. And we tried to see what would happen if rather than making it a little bit of an afterthought, what if it was really a dominant force in the store and the results were immediate? And we learned that although we
yeah.
do live in a world now where there are so many opportunities for people to go online to buy
right.
their pet retail products, the convenience of having the best stuff that's been picked for you by the very same people who have just
right.
taken your shy rescue dog and got her from, you know, hiding under the sofa are telling you this is the one puzzle you should bring home and play with. This will really help with what we've been working on. People love that. And they love the convenience and they love that that selection has been there. So I think that's an important lesson for retailers in general who are worried about competing with, you know, the online, you know, Chewy.coms and Amazons of the world. There is still absolutely a way to do it. So that really
right.
folding retail into a big part of our business has been one of our first earliest changes.
Yeah, well, I teach marketing for Kaplan University, and we were recently having this conversation with the students, Mark, is, you know, I mean, the salesperson really does bring a lot to the retail experience, don't they? You know, as far as answering questions, which is one thing, you know, a lot of times the internet does not do. You know, you just go to a web page and you see a basic description, but, you know, it really doesn't answer the questions that you may need answered at that moment, you know? So I think it's very clever, you know, that you incorporated that into your business. I think that's fantastic.
You.
Has anything stood out since the last time I've talked to you, Mark? I mean, anything interesting, you know, that has occurred over the last 7 years?
Several things. I think one of the first things that happened was I was at a wedding myself, like you, and I ran into a friend who just had recently gotten a new dog. And she this is a friend I went to college with, and we know each other well. And she walked up to me, and she asked me to recommend to her a place she could take her dog for training. And I looked at her, and I said,
isn't that great?
What? I'm sorry.
You can answer that question.
And she goes, oh, no. I mean, we'll definitely take him to the Zoom room for agility later on. And I was like, oh, interesting. So even with people who know me, there's a perception that the Zoom room is a place which is for dog agility, which we had made in our initial days. We called it the Zoom room dog agility training center. And we found that people really responded because no one else was doing that. But our bread and butter is our obedience classes and our puppy classes and, you know, all of those staples that are so important. So literally the day after that, we took down the sign that's a dog agility center. And we rebranded as Zoom room dog training. And have never looked back since. So agility is still something that people, you know, always come to us for, and that we can, you know, get any breed, any size, any kind of dog to really enjoy that on a recreational basis. This isn't a way to really bond with their owners and develop communication, but we don't make it such a central part of our messaging as we used to.
It's amazing. I love those stories, Mark, you know, is how, you know, ideas like that come about in a simple conversation with a customer, you know, and the light bulb goes off, you know, you say, oh my God, I never thought of that. Cause sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees, you know, but you know, that, I mean, I think that's a fantastic story. How have things changed as far as, or is it the same, you know, as far as like what types of characteristics are you looking for today in your franchisees?
You know, that I would say is one thing that hasn't changed at all.
Yeah.
We still look for people who first and foremost have just a tremendous amount of personal charisma, just a happy, you know, someone that you would see, you know, coaching youth soccer, someone that is going to be not just able to create the right atmosphere for our brand, for the customers, but frankly, we've learned how important it is for staff management. When the staff at the store, whether they're trainers or people working at the front desk, they really, really need to believe and be passionate and excited to be there. And having a great leader is so important. So we still really look for that. Prior business experience, absolutely. Although still same as before, we don't require any prior knowledge or experience with training or with the pet industry, you know, really at all. And then, you know, the stuff that I think anyone looks for, detail-oriented, creative, problem-solving, able to follow instructions, excited to be part of a network of other professionals. So that's certainly, you know, we still look for those characteristics.
That's terrific. How does the training work, Mark? I mean, do they come out to headquarters? Is that where the training typically takes place once you decide that you do like them, they like you, and they want to come on board as a franchisee?
Yes. Before they do that, you know, I think where we excel the most is really our training program for people who, as I mentioned, have no prior experience. Not simply getting them competent, but to be the best dog trainer in town. I mean, everyone who's gone through our system is 4.5 or 5 stars on Yelp, Google, Facebook, across the board. That's something we've really nailed. And the key is that we start off with this proprietary online classroom, a course that they go through. It's like a grad school level class in animal behavior. And it gives them that fundamental understanding of really how dogs think, communicate, behave, so that when they are now in their store in front of customers, they're not just teaching your dog to sit, but they can really explain to you like a great teacher, a great diagnostician, why your dog is doing this, why she's behaving this way, why you're doing what you're doing. Our motto is still, we don't train dogs, we train the people who love them.
Yes.
And I think that the training we do gets our franchisees in the place where they can really be those professionals who are able to focus their attention on the dog owners and really teach them how to be dog trainers. So it's almost training them to be trainers to train people to be trainers.
Sure,
it's a bit circular.
That's
but
great.
And then to your point, once they've completed this online coursework with a mentor at their side throughout, then they do come out to headquarters for hands-on training with dogs, focusing on dog handling, the curriculum. And then, of course, we do a very deep dive into all the other aspects of business management, giving you the tools and education for social media, marketing, financial reporting, straight across the board stuff.
You mentioned social media, and I think it's interesting, Mark, because, again, last time I talked to you, 7 years ago, social media has really changed a lot, in 7 years. And I imagine it's a very tool for Zoom Room. I imagine that you have a lot of your, it seems like we went to a birthday party last week, and, of course, everyone has out their phones, and they're recording the birthday party, and then they're posting on their Facebook page. I imagine that's a popular scenario with the Zoom Room.
Yes, it was very nice of Mark Zuckerberg to design the Facebook just for Zoom Room. Well, essentially YouTube too. All of social media was engineered for, as we all know, cute pictures of dogs doing awesome stuff. So we really do just generate so much eye candy on a daily basis, and we never have any difficulty finding, people. It's always about find the right content.
Sure.
And which one? We took 400 pictures today. They all look great.
Yes,
it's lots of dogs and their owners jumping through hoops and having fun and ringing bells and playing with each other. So it's great because the clients do a lot of the work for us, and we just do the best we can to keep up with the hunger out there on the social media side.
That's terrific. What's a typical day like for a Zoom Room franchisee, Mark? I mean, is it, I guess you have certain days of the week or certain times of the day that you're particularly more busy than others. How does that work?
It varies quite a bit. Some locations, evenings and weekends are their busiest times, but others have tremendous business during the day. I mean, if you think of all of the yoga studios and gyms in the world that are packed during the daytime, there's no difference at the Zoom Room for people's ability to come in and get some exercise or learning or playing in with their dog. In the early days, for most franchisees, they're doing most of the classwork themselves. So they're teaching group classes and some private training, answering phone calls and emails. As they get further on down the line, they will be doing less and less being in the gym itself and more networking with organizations, planning the next great fundraising event for a local dog rescue, welcoming in people from a local organization that want to throw happy hours, social hours for their employees and their dogs, just more and more on the networking side to really, really grow the business while they've put a great staff in place to take care of more and more of the day-to-day stuff.
That's terrific. You've been doing this a while now, Mark, and I think, I've mentioned to you that, the majority of our listeners that listen to Franchise Interviews, we call them aspiring franchipreneurs. Most of them want to get into franchising.
Yeah.
But, as you know, I mean, there's so much out there today, and we find that, a lot of them are confused in the beginning stages because you have 3,000 different, franchise opportunities. What advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise from everything you've learned in doing this such a long time now?
I think it's an easy trap to just focus too much on the day-to-day experience as the first thing you think about. I mean, for us at the Zoom Room, we want them to because you actually get to play with dogs all day.
Right, exactly.
Unlike most other pet franchises where you're managing a huge facility, we're so small, you actually get to be there. But the reality is I think that's bad advice because you have to know your own hunger and appetite. You need to know, I think the question is, what opportunities are out there after I get my first unit? What other territories are available? 5 years from now, let's assume everything goes gangbusters and I just am so excited. I want to naturally open another and another and another. Is everything eaten up all around me? Is it all gerrymandered?
Right.
Will I have to go to another state? Or is this a franchise that I'm excited about and its youth matches my own youth in terms of my experience and my hunger and my appetite, that there still are so many opportunities for growth and expansion? Maybe there's even a position for me in corporate. Maybe I could open many more right near here and own the whole city or the whole town, the whole region. I think thinking that way is a really great way to approach, because many people who get into franchising do end up becoming lifelong passionate devotees who want to have a whole portfolio. And so knowing those opportunities, I think, is the right question to ask right at the get-go.
Yeah, I think that's a great response. We had Michael Gerber once on our show, and he said a lot of businesses fail because because they think too small, not because they think too big, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I think it's great to look at that big picture, isn't it? You know what I mean? And think about, you know, a portfolio of franchises and owning a whole state. And, you know, I really think that's the way to go. And, you know, I've been thinking about your business over the last, you know, week, Mark, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, your franchisees, they not only get to bond with their customers, but I guess they bond with the pets as well, don't they? So they're forming all these different types of relationships. So customer relationship is really important to your business, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. No, those, they get to interact with, you know, just dogs and wonderful people. And, you know, I think one of the things that I've heard franchisees say the most is it's not just that they have customers and dogs coming in, but that the people who choose the Zoom room who actually don't want to drop your dog off somewhere, which we just to remind you and the listeners, we don't have any daycare or kennel. There's no grooming.
Right.
There's no dropping off. These are the people who come in actually want to get dirty and put on sneakers and run around and get sweaty with their dogs. Those are the kind of people that our franchisees want to go out and have dinner with and watch a movie with and hang out with and bond with. So it's not just like smile, you know, hi, let's do good customer service. It's like, whoa, I genuinely like these people. And because we invite in dogs that are, you know, wonderfully social, can get along there. It's a big party and a big love fest. So, yeah, very rewarding on that sense.
That's terrific. So what are Zoom Room's plans for the future, Mark? I mean, if you could look into a crystal ball, you know, maybe 3 to 5 years down the road, where do you see the organization?
Well, I should mention that what makes my answer to that question possible is that, you know, we grew so quickly from when you and I first spoke that we hit some of the roadblocks that are pretty typical for any company that grows too fast and just really, really, you know, hit a choking point. So a couple of years ago, I went on a search for the right investors and partners and finally, thankfully, found the perfect fit. So we brought on a new board of directors and new investors at the end of this past summer. With that in place, we have completely increased and reinforced all of our infrastructure, hired a whole bunch of new core corporate team members, new field representatives, a new director of operations. And with all of that and the capital and everything in place, we finally have the bandwidth for me to answer your question with, you know, unlimited bandwidth to support that growth. So our current plant projection is 100 locations in the next 5 years.
That's terrific. That's fantastic. What's the best way, Mark, for our listeners to get more information on Zoom Room as a franchise opportunity and even the service itself? Any websites that you'd like them to go to?
Sure. Our website is very easy. It's Zoom Room. It's zoomroom.com.
Easy enough.
And when you get there, you'll see a franchise info link. So it should be very easy to find once they get to Zoom Room.
That's fantastic. Well, I'm glad to finally have the chance to talk to you again, Mark. Again, it's been fun watching the growth of Zoom Room, you know.
Thank you.
I've been following you such a long time now, you know, and I'm going to already invite you back next year as you continue to grow because I think you have a wonderful franchise opportunity.
I would be delighted, and thank you.
This has been my pleasure, Mark, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews.